The chair of Niagara Regional Council says he understands the challenges residents are facing with rising costs but says the region did a thorough review of spending before approving a regional budget that includes a 7.58% tax increase on the regional portion of your property tax bill. Council appreciates that everything in the lives of our residents is costing more, and we are sympathetic to how this budget may be seen as yet another increase to be absorbed by households across the region, Regional Chair Jim Bradley said in a news release. I can assure the public that Regional Council was exceedingly thorough in its examination and critical review of the budget, and we strive to be as responsible as possible. The 2023 budget ensures that we can continue to provide residents with the service they expect and deserve, while maintaining over $9.8 billion in regional infrastructure. Regional Council approved a budget that continues to make critical investments while managing the impacts of inflation and other unique pressures, the region said. The regional budget process concluded on February 23 with the approval of the General Levy Operating Budget. It covers regional departments and Niagara Regional Police Service, Niagara Peninsula Conservation Authority, Niagara Regional Housing and Court Services, as well as the Consolidated Capital Budget. Niagara Region continues to be confronted with unique challenges, and staff have done an excellent job managing the region's finances as we navigate these pressures, Todd Harrison, Commissioner of Corporate Services and Treasurer, said. Regional Council had previously considered separate special levy operating budgets for Waste Management and Niagara Transit Commission and the rate budgets for water and wastewater. Council approved the 2023 general levy with an expenditure increase of $38 million for a property tax increase of 7.58% on the regional portion of the tax bill. For the average property assessed at $278,764, the regional portion of the tax bill will increase by $123, totaling $1,743 in 2023. The work Niagara Region performs touches the lives of residents in many ways, from providing clean water, road maintenance and waste collection to public safety, housing, childcare and much more. As the largest source of revenue for the municipality, property taxes fund more than 45% of programs and services that Niagara residents rely on. The region's financial plan for 2023 reflects residents' desire to see investments in economic growth initiatives, expansion of transit services, access to affordable housing, and to ensure Niagara continues to care for its most vulnerable citizens. The 2023 budget includes funding for numerous critical programs and services, including $1.5 million for housing provider operating subsidies, $10.6 million to support infrastructure for regional departments and agencies, boards and commissions, $6.9 million for incentives programs including agricultural and brownfield development charges and tax increment grants, $2.3 million for operating and capital costs of new ambulances, $9.6 million for Niagara Regional Police Services. For 2023, the region is also recovering 33% of a $6 million tax deferral approved in 2022 to fund the general levy. The operating budget for 2023 contains a tax levy of $444 million, which funds the daily business of the Niagara region, its boards and agencies. To help drive Council's priorities for the current term, the operating budget also supports a $237 million approved capital program. The region has allocated funding toward a number of key initiatives such as $18.6 million Ontario Street Reconstruction, $11.3 million Oswego Bridge Reconstruction, $8.4 million York Road Water Main Replacement, $16.8 million Ontario Street Water Main Replacement, $14.2 million for the rehabilitation of existing housing stock, $16.1 million DECU Booster Station Upgrade, Transit Special Levy. Regional Council endorsed operating and capital budgets tabled by the Niagara Transit Commission Board last November, an important first milestone for integrated regional bus transit service in Niagara. The Commission's first budget for 2023 advances a commitment to better connect Niagara communities while continuing to deliver exceptional service to transit riders. The financial plan reflects an amalgamation of municipal and regional budgets, with adjustments made to account for long-term infrastructure needs, inflation, and recent declines in revenue realized by the former transit providers. Regional Council approved a separate special levy of $55.1 million, to be billed to ratepayers through a special levy. This special levy for 2023 will result in an annual household cost ranging from $64 per year to $295 per year depending on the municipality. Much like waste management, transit is funded separately from the general levy and will appear as a special levy unique for each municipality as an item on the local municipal tax bill starting with bills issued in the second half of 2023.